naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
It's us again. The data
doctors. Yeah, buddy.
The data doctors, the emperors of email, the hard piece, the hard drive, the godfathers of geek. Ken Culver, Brandon Disney, and Mike. Why do you do that every time I'm going to say Michael's name?
Yeah, is that...
Dude, you're going to get smacked.
Situation?
All right, before we go back to Lewis's question about his comport, let's do our Cox High Speed website of the week. Yeah, if you don't have Cox High Speed Internet, you never hear that sound when you're logging onto the Internet.
You know what sound you hear?
What? Every week we try to highlight a cool website that really lets you show off the, lets you flex your cable modem's muscle. This week it's a site called Broken Saints, and it's just an amazing compilation of multimedia that the picture, the word, the sound, they all collide. And something new is born. This is the press release, I guess.
Yes.
But it is really cool. It's a really surreal kind of...
By the way, after a couple of years of doing this, Cox High Speed Website of the Week,
it's really hard.
We've kind of run out of stuff because the internet, you know, is fast, but
it's
there
finite.
Is a limit.
It is
so
finite.
If you have suggestions,
yes,
and not promoting your own garbage,
unless it's really good.
If you have suggestions for a Cox High Speed Website of the Week, something that we might feature that might show off that cable modem that you have or that you wish you had, send those suggestions to Talk. TALK at datadoctors.com.
But check it out, and of course, Cox High Speed Internet, Cox Digital Television, Cox Digital Telephone, it's all good stuff. I got it all. It's Woonaba.
I just signed up for the digital television. They said they'll come hook it up on Thursday.
For sure. And don't forget, if you have Cox Cable. Oh, nice. Turn off your phone, Michael.
We're trying to do a radio show here?
Goodness sakes. The television show's on Cox Cable 9, so yeah, check that out. And you can also check to see if the services are available in your area real quick by clicking on the link on our website, Cox High Speed Internet. It's the only internet service that is truly high speed. DSL, folks.
Well, for residents.
For residential, yes. DSL.
Somebody called me the other day and said, hey, man, T1s are faster.
Yeah, how many T1s are in homes?
Yeah.
Yeah, except for yours.
But you pay a lad move for them.
Yeah, DSL is mid speed. It ain't high speed. Sorry, folks.
Right.
And AOL. MSN, any of those rusty wire connections.
Satellite.
Too bad, so sad. All right, now Lewis was asking about a comport.
Yeah, he said, you know, he's got a digital set-top receiver for HD television.
Right on.
High-definition television.
Cool.
And he's trying to update the box to kind of fix some little problems in it, and they sent him a cable and a disc, and... He's trying to do it, and he's getting errors, and so I said, well, first thing I thought was maybe the program is jacked up, so he went and downloaded a copy of it, too, and it's the same problem, so he wants to know, how do I know if my COM ports are functional?
Is that correct, Lewis?
That is 100% absolute correct.
Right on.
I got an A for, you know,
dictation,
something.
Yes. Before we run out of time, let's actually try to help him.
Here's what I would do, Lewis. First thing, do you know how to get into your device manager?
Yeah, I'm already looking at that and checking under the port settings for COM port
okay.
1 and under flow control it says X on, X off. I assume that's software on and off or hardware or not.
Oh, no. You're getting way ahead of yourself here.
First of all, for people who are at home keeping score, you want to check to see if you have a COM port and what it's set at and all those kinds of things.
Under general, the magic phrase is the device is working properly.
Okay, and what is it, COM 1, COM 2, or how many different devices are there under ports for COM ports?
Under the device, it says COM port 1, COM port 2. And then...
Cancel back out. Looking at the device manager, how many of them are under that section of
port,
where
it says ports?
Yeah, there's a COM port 1, COM port 2, an ECP printer port LPT1.
Okay. All righty. Do you have a modem installed in your computer?
Yes, and it claims to be on COM port 3.
Ah!
You have a WIN modem, probably. Now,
yes.
You said on the back of your computer there's only one COM port? Only one 9-pin COM port?
There's only one 9-pin COM port.
Okay.
It's a card that has two slots, two of the ports, and one is a 9-pin, the other one I lost count.
By default, COM 1 and COM 3 share what's called an interrupt.
Correct.
An IRQ, they share, and a lot of times you'll have troubles trying to use both of them at the same time.
Unless that COM 3 modem has a non-standard IRQ or interrupt. So really the thing to be doing is trying to figure out which one of the ports on the back of your computer is COM 2, because that should be open.
And if you can, use that. And if it's a 25-pin, you can buy a little adapter, a 9 to 25 serial converter. And I know that's a lot of words, but if you went down to your favorite electronics store that rhymed with the grocery store's name,
yeah,
you could find one of these devices.
But make sure that it is a 25-pin female to 9-pin male adapter. Then tell your software to look at COM2 and see if that takes care of it.
Okay.
The thing you also want to make sure is make sure neither of those COM ports has a yellow exclamation point or a red X.
No, they don't have any other
and
warning.
Do you know how to get into your BIOS? Your startup, the little chip?
Yeah. I looked in there to see if I could find anything that said something was or was not on.
No, it won't say was or was not, but that's how you can configure the ports that are on the back of your machine.
There may also be an opportunity, if you can configure in there, to take and have the first onboard COM port that's currently assigned to COM1 actually be assigned to COM2, and vice versa, either disable COM2 or assign what is the second port to COM2 so that you can use that 9-pin as COM2.
So that's what I would do is before you do the adapter thing, change the primary port, serial port, the first one, to COM2, disable the second one, restart your machine, make sure that the device manager now reflects that you only have a COM2 and a COM3.
Or maybe just a COM2, depending on the modem you have.
And then try it that way and tell your software to connect through COM2.
It's going
to
depend on the age of your computer whether or not you can do that, but that's a possibility.
Man, that was really boring. Hey, Lewis, hang on, okay?
Yeah.
We're done here. We may as well just spend the next 20 minutes with him.
Could be.
Yeah. Well, we hope you got a little something out of it. Michael, real quick. Geek gifts.
Yes.
Ideas.
Motorola i95 CL with colored display.
What the heck is it?
It's a Motorola phone.
Okay.
It's very nice, cool, little, small. High-capacity nickel metal hydride batteries. What they are is rechargeable batteries. The kit comes with one for your car as well. With all those new tech gifts coming out, MP3 players,
batteries.
Digital cameras.
But the rechargeable specifically without memory effect, which
yes.
is what she really, really, really wants.
Good
Correct.
Stuff. And
the last thing is a Muvo. It's a small MP3 player the size of a stick of gum. It has actually a USB flash drive that plugs
right.
in. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
And so, as always, it is Brandon Disney and Ken Colburn and Michael Valdivia reminding you, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
We'll see you next
week.
Bye-bye.